This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, one of the headlines today was Jennifer Lopez turned 50. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was growing up, I was really scared of aging, which you really shouldn't be because it's, I mean, thank God it's better than the alternative, you know? I mean, I thank God every day. I pray a lot. I pray a lot. And so I pray before I go to bed. I pray when I wake up, and I'm always praying for being alive another day. But when I was a kid, that's not what I prayed for. Right? I prayed to not turn 50 or 40 or 30. And I remember when my mom turned 37, and I wrote a lot of poetry. I would write funny poetry. I still do, but I can't really do some of the poetry on air because it's not the most child-friendly. But so I wrote her a poem. And I tried to make her sound like she looked young, but my mom at 37, I thought looked, I grandma-ish. And my mom was actually pretty hot. But I just looked at her as being old. And so, when you see icons, right, from your, glory days, starting to turn 50, it means it's going to happen to you soon. I'm going to be 50 one day. Man, I'm coming at 50 like a high-speed train. I mean, it's going to hit, and it's going to hit hard. And, J-Lo and, a lot of people that have surpassed 50, they look good. I mean, there's women in their 70s and 80s that look good. I mean, despite the politics of Pelosi, I have to admit, she looks good for her age. Isn't she like in her late 70s? I don't know. I don't really follow everybody's age. And Michelle Pfeiffer looks fantastic. I mean, there are women that really, really look good. Helen Mirren. So aging, and then men. I mean, Harrison Ford. Okay, Harrison Ford's still hot. He's very hot. And he's, what, 74? Viggo Mortensen, who I think is drop-dead gorgeous, he's 60. 61. I think he turned 61 October 20th. Not that I'm stalking. Just, I like Viggo Mortensen. So, a big question that most of us have, and it doesn't matter how cool you act, is how do I look younger? And we've talked about midlife crises, okay, and how we really need to call it a midlife reboot. But a lot of us do it wrong when it comes to looking younger. And I see people make some big, big mistakes. Okay, and I make mistakes too. Like, I mean, I really shouldn't be on camera with my hair a mess. All right, I don't care. You guys know my age. You can Google my age. It's no surprise. I'm not, it doesn't make sense for me to hide my age. Even though I did pretend I was in my 30s on Facebook the other day. That's okay. You guys believe it, you believe it. That's fine. So, what are some things you could do to make yourself look younger? Okay, well, let's talk about what happens to your face when you age, okay? All right, well, hair. All right, we get these nose hairs that start to grow out. You get hair in your ears. You get more facial hair, women and men. Sometimes we'll have a unibrow. Our eyebrows will start getting bushier. Now, it's very, very interesting. Younger kids have bigger eyebrows. So if you want to look younger, you want to make your eyebrows look thicker. But and I didn't do my eyebrows today. I don't care. It's one of those days. I don't care. But if they're bushy and they're not well-groomed, that's a sign of age. So groom your eyebrows. Get that upper lip wax. I hate those. They hurt. And I'm like, really? Did I have that much hair? Because you're like, okay, maybe I got a little whisker or whatever. It's like, oh, my God. It's like you feel like half your face is taken off. But sometimes those things help. When you age, the color in your iris starts to lighten. So I don't know if my eyes are still blue, but I've always had blue eyes. And then the blue, vibrant, gorgeous color starts to kind of fade and gray and gray. So now my eyes are like a grayish blue-green. Well, when they start to fade, that pop, sometimes actually lightens. So a lot of older people, their blue iris starts to get like really, really, just really anemic looking. As long as you don't have anemia or anything like that, sometimes you could do colored contacts. And I don't want the ones where they're red or bloodshot looking, but, you know, sometimes contacts to help add that color. People with brown eyes look younger than those with blue eyes. Just the darker pigment to the eyes work better. Dressing your age. This is where a lot of people mess up. What they do is they try to dress younger. Okay? Now, I've made that mistake. I've had multiple wardrobe malfunctions because I like what looks good. It looks good on the model. It fits me. I mean, it fits me if I angle myself in the mirror perfectly. I'm like, okay, there, see, I look skinny in it. And then I'm like, okay, see, it works. And then I'm like, but I wore this 10 years ago. Okay, I'm 10 years older. Maybe it doesn't work. All right, you know, some of us might need to do the shorter skirts. Some of us might need to do leggings. So you want to dress your age, but when you dress your age, okay, because you could be very, very attractive in a jumpsuit or in a suit or whatever. When you dress your age, that doesn't mean dress your decade. Okay, I've seen people dress 70s and 80s. Yeah, you got to be careful. Okay, they're not coming back. Okay, that stuff is not coming back. Maybe some of the 90s, because we really didn't have a characterization of how to dress. But, you know, I get rid of the plaid, get rid of certain stripes. Some stripes are coming back, but not the Ernie and Bert stripes. You know, so you got to be really, really careful with some of the clothes that you bring back and some of the hairdos. For when your face starts to elongate, a lot of men will start to do goatees. The problem with that is it may make your face look longer. A lot of youth, you have more width to your face. So you might want to actually go to your hairstylist or your barber or whatever and have them play around with how they should do your beard, how they should do your hair. And a lot of times you could shave 5-10 years off just by doing the right hairdo and the right look. Great. Do not fight the gray, okay? Sometimes gray is exactly what you need. If it frames the face and if it's kind of speckled in there, it could look really, really good. You got to be careful of over dyeing your hair like I do. I love to dye my hair. But anyway, so happy birthday, Jennifer Lopez, and happy birthday to any of you. But let's not fight age. Let's embrace it because we look good. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love.
All right, guys.
But was so strong.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while we're talking about looking young and, you know, being younger and fighting age, you got to eat healthy and you got to watch your weight. And unfortunately, you guys aren't going to like the next couple stories, but middle-aged women, I'm sure this also goes for men, with waist over 35 inches, have a 30% higher risk of early death. As we age, we have fat that deposits around our waist, and it is not good, and it's not healthy. And the research was led by the University of Iowa, and it's starting to tell us that, you know, maybe it's not all about body mass indexes. And, you know, if you have more muscle or if you have more bone, body mass index, we're not big fans of in the medical community. I can't speak for all of us. But, you know, I got you know, my husband and I got my boys, and with our German and Russian and Mediterranean backgrounds, we're kind of, you know, larger boned people. And so our BMIs are larger than a size 2, right? So my kids are built by like linemen, and, you know, not that that's the healthiest, you know, and so maybe there is something to that in terms of BMI, but, you know, how am I supposed to, you know, judge their health compared to others when they're built differently, right? People are built differently. And not all skinny, you know, delicate built people have it made either. So, what instead is happening is researchers are trying to figure out other ways to predict early death because they need to scare people. So if you're a woman and you wear over size 18, that could be a problem, they say. Now, we all know that, you know, weight is not very easy to lose. Losing weight, if I could teach you guys how to lose weight and keep it off for all body types, I would be super skinny myself, okay? There are so many factors at play. My skinny friends could eat whatever they want. You know, yeah, they work out and all that. And if they get a pound or two, I mean, I remember in my 20s, right? I, you know, if I start to lose a little control of a pound or two, I could cut my dinner down. I could run an extra half mile and be good. Now, no, that's not the case. I mean, I've cut my meals in half. I exercise every single day. I do over 10,000 steps a day. Not weight doesn't budge. So there's other factors in play. There's hormones. There's metabolism. There's chemicals that you're being exposed to. What if it's our makeup? What if it's our cologne? What if it's our aftershave? What if there's something that is triggering our body to slow down metabolism? Now, where I have a problem is when somebody goes, oh, but I'm doing everything. And I'm like, okay, you know, did you have French fries this week? Well, yeah. No more French fries. Did you have a milkshake? Well, yeah. Did you have any dessert? Yeah, but it was a real small dessert. Now, mind you, all right, it does suck when your skinny mini friends can have dessert. But if your average week has, you know, a rum and Coke or a rum and diet, remember, diet soda makes you gain weight. Some French fries or potatoes, right? Some red meat, cheese, lemonade, or tea, or a cappuccino, or something. You're adding on the calories. So the research led by University of Iowa starts to cast doubt on the validity of body mass index or BMI. That's where we kind of measure your weight against your height, and now it's more about where is the fat accumulating. Now, fat around the waist is really dangerous because that means you're getting fat around your organs. Now, if you have a fat face or fat thighs, yeah, that could be dangerous, but not as bad as around the waist. So people with big tummies have an issue. And they're saying women on average are growing 3 inches around the waist every over the last couple decades. In U.S., women's waistlines went up more than 2 inches between 1999 and 2015. And I believe it's for that age group. I mean, I don't think you can measure a 20-year-old with a 50-year-old. Now, they say Jason Momoa, right, Aquaman, and Donald Trump have very similar BMIs. So going by a BMI to judge your health, well, you know, one works out in the gym and one, you know, runs a country. We're going to be talking about jobs and some of the worst jobs. I don't think I'd want to be president. I tell you, man, politics stinks, man. But, you know, this BMI thing that patients have been begging for us to get rid of, they may be onto something. So researchers found that those who were considered of normal weight, a BMI score of 17 to 25, but had a waist size of more than 34.6 inches, were 31% more likely to die within the two-decade study before those who had a normal weight and slim waist. So I always get asked, what about intermittent fasting? How about that? Well, here's the thing. Okay. I've told people to eat their dinner early. Be done with dinner early, and an earlier dinner helps you lose weight. We've kind of known that. Okay? And you have this intermittent fasting option where you eat for 8 hours and you fast for 16. Now, the only hesitation I have in recommending that, where you eat for 8 hours, so that would be basically 9 to 5, where you can eat whatever you want 9 to 5, and then you don't eat the rest of the time. My only problem with that is a lot of people already do that. They wake up, they skip breakfast, and then they start to nibble at work. And then, you know, maybe they eat, and maybe they eat an early dinner. I mean, the key is to have that early dinner. But I see people where they sleep in till noon, and they'll have one meal at noon, and then they'll eat their dinner at 6, 7. So technically, they're within that 8 hour, but they're still overweight. And in fact, I see them get diabetes. Skipping breakfast and only eating two meals a day, I don't think is the healthiest. So now a lot of people say, well, with intermittent fasting, you actually can eat throughout those 8 hours. So scientists think that the best window, the best 6 hour eating window, would be between 8 and 2. The study suggests restricting meal times. So not only would you eat less, but you would also eat in line with your natural body clock. Now, a lot of experts say it's when you eat, and I've noticed this too. If you eat earlier in the morning, you metabolize better than eating late at night. But a lot of us, we have a bad day at work, and we're going to talk about some, you know, bad days at work, and we're tired, and we want the carbs, we want the wine, we want the, you know, the sugar, and so we can't wait for home, can't wait for dinner, put on Netflix, and then eat a whole bowl of nachos. Well, you need to be, that won't work. So this study at the University of Alabama at Birmingham tested early time restricted feeding, which is a type of fasting where dinner is eaten in the afternoon. Researchers enrolled 11 men and women who needed to lose weight, who were between the ages of 20 and 45. Participants tried two different meal timing strategies where they ate meals over 12 hours between 8 and 8, and the other is only 6 hours to eat their three meals between 8 and 2. They had the same types of food. On the fourth day, researchers measured their metabolism and by putting them in a respiratory chamber so they could see how many calories, carbohydrates, fat, protein were burned. Researchers also measured their appetite. And they discovered that the 6 hour eating window improved the ability to switch between their food for burning energy to fat. And it also increased fat burning. So, I don't like you skipping breakfast. And I don't know if I'm completely sold on the whole fasting idea. Yes, you will burn fat, but I don't know if it'll be long-term. The big problem with this intermittent fasting is we don't have long-term studies. I'm telling you right now, I've skipped dinner for years. It used to work when I was younger, doesn't work when I'm older. And so what may work for young 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds, skipping dinner, I mean, we used to do that in college all the time. We would skip dinner, right, until you know, it was time to go out and drink, and then, you know, the alcohol would hit you harder. So you didn't have to buy as much alcohol. We were all skinny. That doesn't mean it was the healthiest. So, you know, they think the 8 a.m. peak is triggered by exposure to sunlight. And that's when your adrenal glands and brain start pumping adrenaline. So I would even say, if you want to take advantage of that, also go out into the sun a little bit. Now, we've got to be careful of skin cancer. But I think one reason why our metabolism is so bad is we're not out of the sun. And those who are out in the sun have better metabolism. Just again, you got to watch for skin cancer. 1-877-DOT-LE.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, at the first of two hearing appearances he'll make today, pressed by Republican Jim Jordan about Joseph Misfit, the Maltese professor who's believed the source of the claim that the Russians had damaging information about Hillary Clinton before the 2016 election.
Did you interview Misfit?
Can't get into that.
Is Misfit Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians. No one's ever going to see them. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches everything, the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Mueller next goes before the House Intelligence Panel, and this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
But we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines is this, which is very, very interesting. Apparently, there was a letter sent to parents from a school district warning that if they fail to pay their school lunch debts, their child could be taken away from them and going to foster care. So a Pennsylvania school district is now in the news. And they even rejected somebody else's donation to clear the debts. La Colombe Coffee CEO Todd Carmichael said the Wyoming Valley West School Board's president on Monday told him no when he offered to give the district $22,000 to cover the outstanding debts of this one family. When I went to school, I think the lunch was included. I know my parents would have not paid for sloppy Joe and frozen fish sticks. I mean, my lunches were horrible. So, you know, school lunches are supposed to be a part of the education process because the average kid, you give them money, they're going to use the money for something else. They're not going to buy the lunch that's there. Well, apparently, Todd Carmichael said in a letter obtained by NBC News that he received free meals at school when he was a child and was horrified when he heard of the threatening letters, which were sent to parents and demanded they pay up or risk having their children placed in foster care. So he said on Monday, we talked to school board president Joe Mazur to determine the best way to transfer the funds in order to wipe the slate clean and restore dignity to the 1,000 families who received those threatening letters. Shockingly, Mr. Mazur turned us down. He said, I can't explain or justify his actions. Let me be clear. We offered $22,000 with no strings attached. He said no. Now, they say it was not immediately clear why Mr. Carmichael offered to pay the outstanding debts, which were refused. Multiple attempts by NBC News to reach a Wyoming Valley West School Board were unsuccessful. But apparently a letter dated July 9th sent by the district said your child has been sent to school every day without money and without breakfast and or lunch. This is failure to provide your child with proper nutrition, and you could be sent to dependency court for neglecting your child's right to food. It said that if the parent is taken to court, they risk their child being removed and placed in foster care. Please remit payment as soon as possible to avoid being reported to the proper authorities. And this was signed by Joseph Muth, Director of Federal Programs for the Wyoming Valley West School District. Okay. So, apparently the district is trying to collect $20,000 in unpaid debts from what we understand. They're in Luzerne County near Wilkes-Barre. And I'm actually a little torn. I don't think this is all as cut and dry as it sounds. Okay. Okay, first of all, yeah, my kids have gone to school where they had to pay for lunch, you know, so we had to make sure we had to either pay it up front in the beginning of the year or pay as they go, and I knew they would just buy junk food, so I would, you know, so we tried to have some control, or we send the kids with school lunches. Any child that isn't getting enough food needs to have some authority involved. So on the flip side, I see what the school district is saying, where if these children are not being fed before they go to school, and they're not being brought a packed lunch, and apparently maybe most school districts don't pay for lunch anymore, then that child is not being fed. And a child that's not being fed needs, you know, state assistance. So authorities would be contacted. I get that part. Because, again, the child may be afraid to, I mean, a malnourished child, you know, somebody has to step in. But what I'm wondering might be going on, And I understand not everybody gets to apply for SNAP and you know, supplemental assistance and all that, is what I'm wondering is if you have a lot of parents that go, what are they going to do? Really, they're going to take me to collections? I'm not paying. Now, the problem is if the school, they're not telling us what's happening. If there's a kid with no lunch money, do they feed the kid anyway? My guess is they're feeding the kid anyway. But then that's accruing debt. So if you have some parents out there going, I'm just not going to pay, let them sue me. You know, this is the school's way of going, okay, well, we're not going to sue you, but, you know, if you're not taking care of your child, we're going to, you know, let the authorities know. So what's exactly going on here? And, you know, mind you, I'm not naive. There are a lot of people out there, all right, notwithstanding those who, you know, have major economic issues, but you have a lot of people out there that will purposely not pay bills. They can pay the bill, but they don't want to. And, you know, I've seen in the medical field, you know, I told you we diagnosed a kid with AIDS, HIV, who was turning into AIDS. And this was something that no other doctor caught. And, you know, we got the kid help and, you know, and I, rather than the, you know, mom saying, you know, thank God you were the first person that did this, instead she complained because they got a $14 bill. And so we've seen, and they were fine. They had, she had accessorized well, good makeup, fantastic nails. If you could drop $30 at a nail place, you really can't spend $14 on your child's medical care, really? And again, I'm not judging, but, okay, we need to call it like it is. Those of you that don't pay your bills or choose not to are ruining it for the people that actually really can't pay their bills. I mean, there are people that can't feed their kids. If they can't feed their kids, they need to immediately get government assistance. And if we do have parents out there that forget to feed their children or don't watch their children or aren't home, and their kids don't have breakfast and aren't sent to school with lunch, who do we call? I mean, as a doctor, we're supposed to report child abuse and child neglect. We will lose our license if we don't. So when people say, well, school districts have to stay in their lane. Actually, most schools take care of your kid more than the parents do. So my guess is when the CEO, and very, very honorable for him to want to offer to pay to cover the parents' debts, my guess is it wasn't a money issue. It was a, you know, we're not going to be screwed. And there are consequences to not paying for whatever they're supposed to pay for. I mean, I think what it is nobody knows what it feels like to run out of money from a government standpoint. And hopefully we never feel that. But the way I hear these politicians, you know, saying, all right, you know, everybody $20 an hour, or college for all, or Medicare for all, they're acting like money will never run out. It does. Ask the last hospital that closed down in your neighborhood. They said, sorry, we didn't have money to operate. We closed down. If money's not coming in, you close down. I can't tell you how many of my patients were really, really upset that I left my practice to go teach and to do radio full-time and to do, you know, other things in telemedicine. And it's because when deductibles went high and insurance was like, sorry, you know, patient has a $12,000 deductible, they have to pay you the bill. And the patient's like, I'm not paying the bill. Whether they could or they couldn't, when no money's coming in and we need to pay our staff, we could, you know, when the money runs out, we close down. We probably could have still held out for another year or two because there was talk that Obamacare would have been repealed and replaced. It's good we didn't hold out because it never was repealed and replaced. And people still have high deductible insurance plans. But, I'm a perfect example of the money ran out. And I want to pay my staff good. I want to buy vaccines. I want to buy equipment. I want to clean the equipment. I want to clean the office. I want to, you know, have the electronic medical record system. But when the money runs out, we shut down the lights. So, I'm not really sure what happened in this case, but it's interesting. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. That's exactly why you listen. You listen for my voice. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, Okay, jobs. There's a little bit of shuffling going on, right? Our unemployment is down. People are kind of worried about the recession, worried about the future, thinking about maybe getting a second job, thinking about maybe changing their job if they think the job is going to fall by the wayside. And you got to be careful because apparently there's some jobs that we think are too shabby, but they are considered the quote-unquote worst jobs in America. According to USA Today, they have stress, low pay, and lack of job security. Apparently, this came from a report from CareerCast. It's a targeted job opportunity website. And, oh, actually, 24/7 Wall Street reviewed that jobs rated report. Excuse me, so it ranks over 200 careers on the overall quality of the work environment, amount of stress, occupational outlook, and income. They say many of the worst jobs in America rank poorly because they have among the least job security in the U.S. labor force. If you don't have job security and you feel like you are going to get canned at any moment, that is the worst job. Plus, if you get paid like crap for what you do. They say of the 30 worst jobs in America, the median annual wage of 23 is less than $50,000 a year. The mean annual wage of 23 of the 30. So you're making less than $50,000 a year. Some people may live comfortably on this income. Others, it's tough. So what were the jobs? Okay, so the 25th worst was photographer. They only make about $34,000. Not really a lot of job growth. They, in fact, think job growth is going to drop. I want to really summarize this because there's a lot of information. But basically, camera-equipped smartphones and a lot of things you can now do with filters have kind of left the idea of hiring a photographer, you know, to, like, do your headshots and things like that. Oh, I can't. I was getting quotes for $1,000 to do headshots. Now, mind you, a good headshot is worth it. But, yeah, really, you're charging me $1,000? The prices went up so bad that a lot of people are like, heck with this. And there's a celebrity who I know. And he told me, no, 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 no. Because I'm like, look, I need somebody that can do headshots. I won't charge me $1,000. And he's like, my friend does it for free. And it's easy to do. And I'm like, oh, my God. So that's the problem. There, you know, by the way, true photography is an art, and there's some real good ones out there, but you have some people that call themselves photographers, and you're wasting money. So, unfortunately, people are trying to do it themselves, and they feel like, well, whatever we're doing is good enough, and, well, they're not hiring. Food servers. Food servers, they average about $23,290. Depending on what happens with tips and what happens with their minimum wage. If their minimum wage does go up to $15, they'll make more, but if they start losing their tips, they'll make less. And we've talked about that. Then, roofers. Roofers make about $39,900. Not good. Bad weather, dangerous conditions. A lot of them earn less than $40,000. Welders. They make about $41,300. Again, awkward positions. Got to lift a lot of heavy metal objects. People don't seem happy when they weld. Water transportation worker made number 21. They make about $54,000. They are the ones that, I guess, direct and maintain ships and boats used to move cargo and cargo across rivers, lakes, oceans. I think that'd be kind of interesting, especially if you piloted a boat. The problem is a mistake or mechanical failure could be really bad and dangerous. Then a brick mason. Brick masonry, it's an art, and I've seen people do it, and they look, I mean, it's incredible what they do, but it's a lot of work, it's hot, it's a lot of lifting. And but there is projected job growth. Automobile mechanic. These automobile mechanics now, a lot of times you now need post-secondary education. There's a lot of computers. There's a lot of stuff. A lot of people have to go to trade school, get certified. And so I think automobile mechanics have to have a lot more training than they get paid for. Then there's something called a buyer, where you work on behalf of grocers and other wholesales. You buy produce for resale at stores. And you buy things. You would think that would be a fantastic job. Well, the career field is shrinking. It's going to lose workers. So if you are a buyer, you might have to move to something else like marketing or finance or something. Truck drivers. I love my truckers, but my truck drivers, man, they're some of the, you know, least healthy. They can't exercise. They have to be in the car the whole time. It's stressful. You know, they're responsible for cars that weigh about 26 6,000 pounds, even more. Their job growth is expected to grow, but still, we have about 1.8 million people in that job. Then you got construction workers. They make about $35,800 on average, they're saying, according to USA Today. Their job growth is going to grow. For some reason, we are supposed to have more things built. They say construction workers are actually in the fastest growing industry. Why? Because American population is growing, more houses. The only thing is I thought we were going to be hitting a commercial real estate glut and a residential glut. So, you know, but then again, buildings always need to be done and redone. So dock workers. Dock workers make about 28,200. There's about 2.8 million of them. Serious labor, heavy labor. Bus drivers. Bus drivers make about 42 grand. Their job growth is expected to grow because a lot of people are going to be now trying to use more public transportation as opposed to cars. A lot more kids coming into the country. Problem is the bus drivers, we were so mean to bus drivers, we were so mean. Chefs. Chef, you would think a chef would be a fantastic job. It made number 13 as the worst. They make about 48,000. A lot of stress, right? A lot of late nights, weekends, holidays, hard shifts. You're on your feet all the time. Firefighter. Firefighter made number 12. They make about 49,600. Again, these people are underpaid. Life-threatening. We don't need to go into that. Firefighters, underpaid, overworked. Pest control workers made number 11. So your pest control worker makes about 35,600. There's about 77,000 pest control workers. I'd say we need a lot more because there's spiders all around my house. Again, they have to use pesticides exposed to a lot of toxic stuff. Now, for the top 10, rounding out was painters. Painters make about 38,900. They're exposed to toxic stuff. Got to, you know, crouch, reach, kneel. Not the easiest job. Advertising salesperson. If you're in ad sales, you make 51,000 on average a year. I think that's overly optimistic. I think a lot of people make less. They say job growth is going to drop. Broadcaster, annual wage is $40,000. And there are going to be less broadcasters because most people broadcast themselves and ad revenue is decreasing for radio and TV. Disc jockeys are dropping now. They make about 33 grand. Some make well over 200, but the average disc jockey makes about 33,000. Those jobs are going down. Corrections officer, they make about 44,000. Their jobs are going down. Not sure, probably budgetary issues, right? Correction officers have the highest injury and rates of illness. Enlisted military, they say, was the fifth worst job. High stress, most difficult working environments, especially combat zones. Retail salesperson averages about 24 grand. Their job growth, they think, may go up. A newspaper reporter, definite job drops, they're saying. They average about 41,000. But newspapers, they're losing revenue. Loggers, somebody who does logging, 40,600. A lot of fatal injuries. I think they have some of the most fatal injuries and non-fatal injuries. But the number one job that is the worst job, they say, are taxi drivers. Taxi drivers average 25,000 a year. They are expected to have higher job growth, which is kind of interesting because you would think with Uber and Lyft that they were kind of being, you know, shut out of the market. But apparently taxi drivers make less than $26,000 per year. So, you know, but they think taxi drivers will go up because maybe what's going to happen is these taxi companies are going to try to evolve to be more Uber style so that people use them more. All right, those are the worst jobs. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.